Good morning, 8:35 our time at FM 95.7 KQWC. Happy Tuesday to you and happy August. Welcome to our Community Corner for this first day of a brand new month, August 1st. Well, this coming Thursday evening, it's a time to celebrate art in Webster City with Arts Are Live, and a very special program comes to Boone River Country with a special event. Well, with me on the phone line live, we have Janet Adams representing Arts Are Live Webster City. Janet, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy Tuesday to you. So we got some big doings coming up on Tuesday in Webster City for Arts Alive. So fill us in on what's all happening. It's going to be an art walk, I'm told.
Yes, we're working in cooperation with the Chamber and their market nights. Both of those things happen on the same evening. So we are blending our activities. We will have the sculpture event, which is our annual 13th annual event. That's in West Wind Park. And then the sculpture walk, there's a map that the Chamber has developed to show citizens where all the other sculptures are in town, especially in the downtown area, so they can have some options. They can come to the park, and they can also have time to come to the market downtown. We'll have Jive for Five is the band that will be playing this year. And we'll have refreshments that are provided by the Rotary Club, the After Hours Rotary Club. So it should be a pleasant evening. It looks like the forecast might be a bit warm, but not as warm as last week, so we have to be grateful for that.
For sure. And this is all free of charge, right? It's free for everybody to come experience the sculptures there at Western Park.
Yes, it is all free. Yes, you're correct.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sculptures are there this year at Westwind Park, Janet?
Well, we have quite a variety, and that's the result of are being participating with what's called the Sculpture One Consortium. That gave us an opportunity to bring in a variety of different artists. We have bronze pieces. We have stainless steel. There's painted steel, weathered steel. A variety of materials are there in the park, and we've tried to put that on the little placards that are there describing the piece. But yes, we have the materials are varied this year. This is the first year we've had the bronze piece of the little boy reading his book and his little dog nearby. So that's a really nice piece and a nice new type of approach to a public art.
And they were all made by a group of artisans around the Midwest, and especially here in North Central Iowa too, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. They come from South Dakota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, I think. So we have, yes, the Midwest is well represented. And really that's kind of the result of being a part of the consortium, which includes Mason City, Iowa, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and Mankato, Minnesota. And I'm sure some have probably visited some of those art festivals. Of course, those are much larger cities, so they have quite a few more sculptures than we have, but we're keeping up with them, I think, and by bringing in these pieces, I think it adds a nice dimension to our show.
And nice dimension, too, there to Westwind Park, because this week will be a very busy one there, Janet. Of course, you have your our live sculpture fest going on, the art walk, and then we have tonight the event with our law enforcement community, EMS, and so on and so forth, with National Night Out that's going on, 5 until 7 o'clock.
That's correct, yes. That's in Westwind Park also.
Right. How many years? Go ahead.
Well, I said the park is a busy place these days.
Sure is. And Arts Are Alive, it's been around for how many years now, Janet?
This is our 13th event.
Wow. And it gets bigger and better every year.
Well, I think so, yes. We're grateful to the citizens of Webster City who help support this. They're really the backbone of the event, and we're very happy about that.
Yeah. Other than Arts Are Alive, what the special art walk, what else is Arts Alive involved in?
Well, basically it is working with any entities that we can that want to do something in the area of art. In the past, we've worked with the young people with the programs that have happened at the Westwind Park. We've done street painting. We've also done sidewalk painting. It usually depends on how many volunteers we can find to help us carry out those events. And the more volunteers we have, the more things we're able to do. So that's usually the factor that helps us expand our activities.
One of the most notable, too, there, Janet, was that sculpture in memory of Ken Harbst. We miss so much. He's been gone now for nearly 4 years, and there's this big bicycle wheel there just off of where Hospital Hill's been at, just off Des Moines Street in Webster City.
That's correct. Yes, the community came together, and Arthur Live was sort of the leader of that project, and with the support of many, many citizens and a local artist, we were able to put that piece together in memory of Kent. And, it's just a pleasure to walk down there every now and then and walk the trail and stop and read the story about Kent and just remember him. It's a nice way to remember Kent.
Sure is. So, again, a very nice tribute there for Kent Harps with that sculpture just off Des Moines Street, not far from Pleasant View School near Hospital Hill and Brewer Creek Park in that area, too. So any other big things coming down the road for Arts Alive? Any more sculptures coming soon?
Well, we are working with the city on some grants, or the chamber, I should say, with some grants, and we'll see what happens with those. If that materializes, we might be able to bring in some more sculptures. It kind of just depends. The resources, of course, is what we have to work with, what kind of money we have available. That pretty much decides how many we can bring in and the type that we can bring in.
Very good. So once again, let's mention this coming Thursday evening, this is a special art walk as part of the activities with Arts Alive and Market Night in Webster City. Should be a nice night for it. And that's underway from 5:30 until 7:30, so please meet at West Twin Park, right?
Yes, that's right, Pat. Thanks so much for talking with me about this.
And more information may be found at artsalive.org. Am I correct on that, the website?
Yes,
there?
And we have some things on Facebook, too.
Okay, The Arts Alive Facebook page, and also go to the Arts Alive website. You'll find out more information about this coming Thursday's Art Walk in Webster City and see all those beautiful sculptures there at West Twin Park in Webster City. And they're on display for the next year. Am I right on that there, Janet?
Yes, until next May, they'll be there, yes.
Okay, until next May. So hopefully we'll get an excellent turnout this coming Thursday evening there, Janet.
Yes, I hope so.
Sounds
good.
They
might want to bring a lawn chair that might be a more comfortable sitting.
Can't forget the lawn chair for that. Should be a beautiful evening for that. Janet Adams from Arts or Life, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We sure appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Janet. Have a great day. You bet.
Yes, you too now.
You bet. Bye now. Janet Adams, my guest on today's Community Corner Show here on KQWC. And by the way, the podcast of this interview with Janet can be heard on our KQWC podcast page at kqradio.com. So some big doings in Webster City with the Arts Alive folk coming up Thursday evening, starting at 5:30 there at West Twin Park. West Twin Park is going to be busy these next few days, what with our National Night Out coming up today, 5 until 7 p.m., and then the Arts Are Alive Art Walk coming up on Thursday evening. 17 now before 9 o'clock, 72 degrees on a Tuesday morning here at KQWC.